Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are at Christian's tailgate, 1010 Highway 6, right there where Highway 6 and I-10 hit on the north side. Can't miss it. Tremendous place. You know when they're cooking crawfish out front in the parking lot or on the front porch, you know they know what the hell they're doing. I've had their crawfish. They just ordered me 3 more pounds. We've given away 4 $25 gift cards. Steve and Shannon are in the house with the balloons. They've made 10 straight. They've made 10 straight our live broadcast for this crawfish circuit. And we greatly appreciate them for doing that. Like I said, I got some more bugs coming out, so they are really good. The beer's cold. The service is tremendous. And the people here at Christian's Tailgate are having a good time. So all is well. Come on through. We're done here in about 20 minutes, but you come on through. Clearly, the party is not stopping here. The Astros are about 30 minutes away from first pitch, and they're in Cleveland tonight. And you've got the Lady Longhorns and the Lady Red Raiders. The softball College World Series is tonight's game 3, y'all. It's a winner take all. It couldn't be any better, man. You got two Texas teams. You got the highest paid softball player in the history on the mound for the Red Raiders. You got two great teams going at it, and it's been action packed, and it's for all the marbles tonight. It's going to be a hell of a time. Also, Ron, the show Ugly, he's got a new nickname. It's Headshot Ron.
Headshot Ron.
And I'll let you take it. Yeah, you take that and run with it however you like. He just likes to post headshots of himself on vacation and send them to us. So that's all I'm talking about. But you do with it as you please. That voice you hear right there is Chris Partee. And he is in for Ron the Show Ugly today, and appreciate you, man. It's been a good time breaking bread with you and having you on the drive.
You taught me how to eat crawfish.
Yeah, we ain't done yet, man. You ain't done with that.
I know. I got a lot to go.
We got a ways to go. All right, the Astros. I said they're about 30 minutes from tip, 25 minutes from first pitch, and there's been a scratch in the starting lineup. And like Tyler said, I hope that we can trust this. Jeremy Peña is leading off. Playing shortstop. Isak Paredes is playing third, batting second. Jose Altuve is the DH, batting third. Christian Walker is the cleanup hitter, and he is playing first, obviously. Jake Myers is in center field, batting fifth. Caratini is catching, batting sixth. Cam Smith, this is where the scratch comes in. Cam Smith has been removed from the lineup. See up there who's doing what up there. Cam Smith has been removed from the lineup, and Jacob Melton. Yeah. Jacob Melton has been inserted into the lineup here for Cam Smith. And then you got Dubon in the 8-hole and Rogers playing second base in the 9-hole. Cam Smith has been this is one thing. We hadn't talked about it enough. This was a huge story. I'm going to tell you. This is one, Chris Partee. This is one of the Cam Smith is one of the stories for me that I don't know if justify is the right way to put it, but, you know, there's a lot of people in our business that sit on the other end of this and listen and take shots at, I get a lot of love because I play football and talking ball, right?
Of course.
When it comes to baseball, you know, there's a lot of people want to talk trash, want to take shots, want to, a lot of that got really loud around Cam Smith. I talk about.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cam Smith, I'm like, man, this guy's got a chance to be on the opening day roster.
Yeah.
And I had everybody under the sun tell me how stupid I am.
Really?
And I'm like, well, okay. Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. It don't happen very often.
Yeah.
And I get it. Sometimes when it does happen, players struggle. And I get it that I don't know the way Patrick Creighton knows all the ups and how many times you can be up and down and back. I don't get all that. I don't care about all that. But I'm telling you, this kid's got a real shot to be on the opening day roster. And I'll be damned if you will on the opening day roster. And I said, okay, they're going to feel a little better about the take. Right? I'm not totally crazy. And then the kid gets up there, and he is swinging the bat really, really well. At no point has he been overwhelmed. And in fact, you can argue he's been clutch. He's obviously been productive. He's earned. This isn't one of those deals where they're just going to stick with the young guy because he was on the opening day roster and he came in a big trade with Kyle Tucker and yada, yada, yada. He has earned the right to be in the rotation in right field. I'm not saying he's earned the right to be a right fielder in the starting right fielder because you got – DeZinzo is swinging it well. Jacob Melton swinging it well. You got obviously Altuve and Dubon, who you can move around out there as well. So I'm not saying he should be your everyday starter, but he has been absolutely tremendous. Given that, roughly a calendar year ago, he was in a Florida State Seminoles uniform,
which is crazy to think about. But you know, Clint, you're right, because coming into the season, you know, coming off the trade, there was a lot of buzz around Cam Smith.
Sure.
Everyone was talking about it. Now, whether or not you thought he would make the opening day roster, opening day lineup or not, whatever, but there was a lot of buzz around him. So, but you caught it. You were spot on. And it does seem like he may be at some point, an everyday. He has what it takes to be an everyday starter at some point.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not right now, at some point. We've seen enough of that already.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to talk about that prospect, Jacob Melton, and that's a much smaller sample size with Melton right now. And Zach DeZinzo, I mean, I think you watch all those guys. They've got the body. They got the build. And now we're seeing them produce consistently. And the more you do it, the more you realize, like, hey, these guys are adapting and adjusting just like the pitchers are adapting and adjusting, right? They're fighting through the struggles and they're not getting overwhelmed. And you've got several guys, man, that in my opinion are legitimate. Now, I don't know where they're going to be, and I don't even know if they're going to pan out, but I think you've got multiple guys that are legitimate, like future stars here in Houston.
Yeah.
You look at the corner outfield positions, you look at first base, but you know, possibly. I mean, it's just they've got some pieces, and Cam Smith is definitely.
And I mean, even if all of them aren't pieces here, they could be trade and bargaining chips to somewhere else to bring someone else in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So eventually it works out in your favor, regardless. To have this much talent up on the roster.
Absolutely. All right, T, how confident are you with your boy Gordo tonight on the bump?
Well, he makes an appearance on Best Bets, if that tells you anything.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Here we go. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, T, you got some real cojones, man. I mean, it's one thing to bet, but Tyler will bet the under with gusto on the mound, and I'm like, that's scary. How did you arrive there? But hey, he wins. He wins a lot more.
I fill it down in my plums, man.
Tyler's a confident guy. I've noticed that.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about
that. He's confident.
There ain't hell. If he lacks anything, it ain't confidence. There ain't no doubt about
true,
that.
True, Part T. Why wouldn't I be, man?
Right. I mean, look at you. Of course you're confident.
I mean, these people see me on the YouTube. Hold on.
He said, "Why wouldn't I be
superstar?"
Hey, T. I know we're a little early here, man, but let's get on rolling on these. On these best bets, man. I feel like we always rush through them at the very end of this thing, man. Let's go ahead and get started on this thing. I know you're on a hot streak, man. Let's ride.
Yes. I got to keep it going. I need another Green Day. Last night was fun, very fun, but we gotta stack some of those up here. It was a rough, 5, 6, maybe 7 days of best bets. Here are your 6 best bets for baseball tonight. First off, and 3 of these 6 are going to be Astros related, so perk them ears up. First off, I got the Twins. In the first 5 of their game, as they host the Blue Jays, the Twins, first 5 money line, I got it at -115. Next, I got another first 5 money line bet. I'm taking the Reds at -105 as they host the Diamondbacks. I'm also on the Reds money line overall for that game. Reds win that game outright as well. I got it at +100. Great odds for that as, again, they host the Diamondbacks. Now your 3 Astros bets. And, again, if we list these too quickly, go to the Twitter at TMillRealDill. That's where I post them daily. Here are your 3 Stros bets. First, Astros to win outright, money line, -125. Pretty decent odds at the Guardians to start that series tonight. And then I'm on the over in this game, over 7.5 runs between the Astros and Guardians tonight up there in Cleveland. And then one player prop. Y'all know we've hit this one early and often because a dude is doing quite well with a bat in his hand this season. That is Jeremy Pena, over 1.5 total bases for the Astros. At great odds, -105. Lock that one in because it's basically a lock. What do y'all like, boys?
Boy, I tell you, man, every time I see Jeremy Pena get his second or third hit, I just see Tyler crack cashing in.
Panties are dropping all over Houston.
I mean, but seriously, like last night, I mean, you know, my man goes out there and goes 3 for 5. And not that you needed it, Tyler, because he had already hit the over 1.5 bases for you. But I mean, he goes out there and it's past midnight. The game is all but over, and he dribbles. He wasn't a dribbler, I don't guess, but he pulls one to the third baseman and he legs out an infield single. It's just like, if you're ever gonna just be like, hey man, get us the hell up out of Pittsburgh. It's past midnight. It's a rain delay. You've already got 2 hits. The game's all but over, and this guy's out there giving it his all. I mean, this is exactly the guy that you want to bet on, and it's exactly the guy you want leading off as well. T, I think I'm gonna get on that this other one. I like the Jeremy Pena one, but I think I'm gonna get on this one with you. Astros at Guardians over 7.5 runs. I think I like that. I think I like
that one a lot.
The bats were hot last night. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know how much faith I got in Gordo on the bump for the Astros. So I think there's gonna be some runs scored.
Tonight. Okay, you want me to put a little Benjamin down for you?
Yeah, just 100. Don't get too carried away. That's just 100.
That's the minimum.
Now the other ones, the Twins, the Blue Jays, Reds, Diamondbacks. I got nothing for you.
Nothing there.
I got nothing for you on that one. But I do.
I mean, the Pena over 1.5 bases sounds pretty safe right now.
Yeah, I mean
it just does.
Hell, he's hitting the cover off the ball. There's no doubt about that. We do have a NBA final game 2 coming up. Before we get back on the airways, any thoughts on game 2? Who you like in game 2 in the NBA final Sunday night?
Although I've picked the Pacers to win the series in 7, I think OKC bounces back because they know they let one slip away. They know that they let that game slip away, pretty much gave it away. So I think the OKC Thunder bounce back and they win game 2. But then, you know, the Pacers still got a split, which is what you want when you're on the road as the underdog. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm with Oklahoma. I'm going with Oklahoma to win this series in 7. And, you know, I thought they'd win last night as well. I'm with you on that. I think they let one slip away last night. They were the better basketball team. You go out and you win game 2. I know it's a 1-1 series at that point in time, but you win game 2. I mean, with the except you have led the maybe not the entire, because I don't know how game two is going to go, but you led the entirety of game one,
yeah,
with the exception of 0.3 seconds. You I mean, you were the better team. They just got you at the very end when you needed it. So if the Oklahoma City Thunder can win game two, they got to feel pretty good about their chances going forward.
They better win game two. If they don't win game two, pack them up.
Pack them up. You lose. I don't know. I don't know if it's a must win yet. I don't know if it's a must win.
You don't think so?
That SGA, man. I know
he's a beast, but you can't downplay them boys on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, as deep as they go. Yeah. You're talking about the Pacers. As deep as they go, I mean, 10 deep.
Well, I mean, here's the thing for me with the Pacers is if we're banking on Nembhard and you know, that cast of characters to do what they did last night in the fourth quarter to win games.
No, they have to play better.
Yeah, that's the deal. Ultimately, is they've got to play better. I don't I don't know that, you know, is Halliburton going to give you more than 14 or 15 in a game versus this level of defense?
I'll give you a quick stat from last night. First half for the Pacers, 20 turnovers.
Yeah.
Second half, they had 5.
Yeah.
They cut it down. And they're not a big turnover team.
Right.
So that's what really hurt them last night. Mm-hmm. And they still won the game.
Right.
So if they play how they know they can play, up to the level they know they can play,
yeah,
like they did in the last few minutes of that game.
Fair.
They got a great shot.
Yeah, fair.
They're right there.
I don't think it's a must win for Oklahoma yet, but it definitely puts my 8-ball going to Indiana if they don't. All right, y'all. It's that time, man. Texans All Access is live 6 to 7 p.m. with Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. Special teams coordinator Frank Ross is going to join the show live tonight, and former Texan Chris Clark is also going to stop by and chat with Vandy and Johnny. No Area 45 tonight. I stole Chris' party from them. They can't do Area 45 tonight. But I think old Headshot Ron is back on Monday, so I think we'll be back full go on Monday. If not, then I'll be driving the show again, and we'll talk about it some. But until then, Tyler Milner, hell of a job as usual. No doubt about it. Chris Partee, appreciate you. Appreciate your help, man.
Thank
appreciate
you, for having
you joining
me.
Us. Absolutely enjoyed it. To everybody and anybody involved, we greatly appreciate it. All the listeners out there. Houston, we love you. We appreciate you. And until Monday, Big Matt, you did a hell of a job too. Shay, you did a hell of a job too. Until Monday, we love you, Houston. I'm gonna be honest with you. After all that talking that Ron's done over the last 6 years, if you and him got the same size pocket in your banana hammock, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Ask me about my wiener. Ask me about my wiener.
Just ask me about my wiener, please.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.